This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Colorado Department of Corrections says former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has been processed for release today from state prison. The department will not comment further about the conditions of her parole, including where she'll stay and what restrictions there may be on her travel. Peters was sentenced to nearly 9 years for her role in tampering with Mesa County's voting machines to search for evidence of rigging in the 2020 presidential election. Last month, Governor Jared Polis commuted her sentence, which he believed was too harsh. In an extraordinary move, the state's Democratic Party then censured Polis and banned him from speaking at party functions. Colorado's colleges and universities with on-campus pharmacies will be required to keep the abortion medications mifepristone and misoprostol in stock. That's according to a bill Governor Polis signed last week. The law takes effect next year. Schools with religious affiliations can opt out. The restaurant group that owns the Atomic Cowboy chain will pay over $800,000 to current and former employees in a lawsuit settlement. Here's CPR's Sandy Batulga.
Atomic Provisions agreed to pay around 700 employees to settle a lawsuit brought against the company. A former employee claims the company knowingly committed multiple wage violations, like not paying for overtime work. Atomic Provisions also owns Fat Sully's and Denver Biscuit Co. locations. The company denies all allegations of wrongdoing. Sandy Batulga, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.